We are talking with Bob Lanham. He's the head of automotive retail at Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp here on Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Let's talk about something that I've actually been talking to a lot of my dealers about here at my agency, Silverback Advertising, that I work for, and that is Facebook messaging, right? So Facebook messaging, I feel like this is something that dealers are just starting to adopt. And what are some of the advantages?
Yeah, well, let's just talk about messaging generally, right?
Okay.
It is an up. It's a digital up.
Yeah.
But it is an up. It is no different than the physical up in your store. It's still a human being that is behind this screen that has chosen that they want to communicate with you via messaging versus calling or send an email. And I have all of the stats that will tell you that the majority of people would prefer to message a business than email or call them, right?
For sure.
The challenges that we've had is when messaging came out, which we used to call chat, right? The process was, well, send it to a third party because I have so many ups I don't know how to deal with.
Right.
Well, it's a new world, right? It's a completely new world. And I think the pandemic now said, well, I don't have to go there first. I can do all my research right here and I can converse. And let me tell you about Facebook Marketplace and the vehicles tab on a dealership's Facebook page. It is designed where the call to action is to message the dealer, not fill out a lead form. And that is by design because we know when businesses handle messages correctly, their close rates dramatically increase.
Yeah.
And I have had so many dealers say to me, Bob, I didn't believe you. I still outsourced my chats and this and that, but I did a test and I had people in the store handle the chats and my close rates were 60% plus.
You know, 100% agree. A couple days ago, my internet has been screwy, right? And you know, I got school and podcast, just too much stuff going on in my house. So I'm like, let me get on chat with my cable company and figure out what's going on with do I need to upgrade my speed? Do I need a new modem? Do I need this? Start talking to the person. And you know what ends up happening? We're going to need you to call us at 800. I was like, if I wanted to call you, I would have picked up my phone and called you. But I'm doing five things and I want to have this chat, but I want to do it while I'm doing other things. So the resolution of the message was call me. And then the resolution was come to the cable store, the store, and change out your modem. It's like the whole point of chat was to resolve it in chat. Like, what's the point of having it?
It's counterintuitive when you take a chat and try to turn it into a lead form or a phone call or whatever. I mean, for those that follow Brian Bash, which is a big voice in the industry, he calls it conversational commerce, right? And when you handle it correctly, your close rates will go up. Dealer Inspire, one of the largest website, a dealer website companies out there, they have a chat tool and they have seen that when you allow chat, right? Instant conversation, they see a conversion rate. Mm-hmm. Jump 47%. This isn't hard.
Right.
The dealers have to get out of the mindset of, A, it's hard, and no, I got to wait for the physical up. This is a digital up. Hannah, would you ever take a physical up like this? Hi, thank you for coming to Toyota Sarasota. My name is Bob Lanham. May I have your email address? And we'll take this on email so you can leave, and I'll email you all your information.
Insane.
Would never do that. So here's the thing about Messenger. It's embedded in a marketplace. It's embedded in the vehicles tab on your dealership's Facebook page. You can run Messenger ads where instead of clicking and going to your third party website, you can run an ad that instantly starts a conversation.
Yeah.
And you can go. And we've got some really great dealerships that are using bots to profile the user before it gets handed off. We've got some bots out there for scheduling service. Right. So you run a CRM campaign. Hey, thank you for buying last month. It's time to schedule your first service. We'll let a bot schedule it and then have it automatically go into the scheduling platform. So messaging is driving very simple engagement with your business. And again, if you can make it frictionless or make it one or two clicks away to do business with you, they'll do business with you.
Does a dealer need to have a process in place at the dealership? Because not everybody has the wherewithal or the skills to talk to that customer through typing and through a computer. So how important is it for a dealer to have a process or the right people to make sure they're handling that. Because like I said, it's a digital up. It's not a, let me answer that when I'm got nothing else to do. That's a something someone should be focusing on.
Yes, to your question, there has to be a process. And I'll just say it this way. For any dealer that doesn't want to handle their online conversations, send them my way. As long as the agreement is that, I don't have to sell them the car that's on your lot, right?
Yeah. Like,
why would you not want to handle someone that is interested in buying a product and service from your business there? And I mean, the stats are all there. People would prefer to communicate through messaging than they do a phone call or email or you know, I don't know the difference between some people will mesh text and messaging and it will go in the same platform. So have a process. Test and learn, right? Is it a single person in the store? Do you parcel it out to salespeople?
Yeah.
But figure it out. At the end of the day, it's someone interested in buying from you. How do you want to handle that?
Yeah, 100%.